Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Fabulous Fridays on Psychics Gone Wild. We're going to have a fun and fabulous show tonight. Angela Bixby can't be with us tonight, but don't fret, she'll be back next week. Tonight, it's Marcy and I. And Marcy, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm so good. I look forward to this so much every week. I really genuinely get excited when I think about this show. So it's great.
It is great. And we love working together. And it's really working out. I'm really happy too. So
yeah.
As everybody knows, Marcy, Angela, and I are part of the dynamic group called Psychics Gone Wild. And you can find our information on the Psychics Gone Wild website, www.psychicsgonewild.com. And there are many, many talented psychics and medium also on the site. So if you're ever in need of a full reading, more than just one question that we can get through tonight, please look us up and look up some of the other people who are on the website. So how has your week been, Marcy? What's been happening?
Really, really busy. I'm really excited that tomorrow is the last day of Mercury being in retrograde. I was laughing
Yay!
Today because I'm in New York City for the weekend, which if we have any listeners from New York who want to meet me face-to-face, I'm going to be in the city this weekend and next. But I'm in the city, and I was literally in a taxi cab that was driving backwards down a one-way street. And I said, you know, this is Mercury retrograde in the most literal form that we could possibly take it. And I took two cabs today. Both my cab drivers, like, accidentally went the wrong way. It's just been really kind of funny. And, you know, and you're in the city, too, but it's so hot. Everybody just looks like they're melting. Everybody just looks like they're going to turn into a puddle and, like, drip down the city sidewalk grate. You know, it's so intense. But I, you know, I've been having a fun time just being with it, you know. I feel like there's a great metaphor because, you know, being hot is something that happens and there's not a lot you can do about it. And you can kind of take the measures that are available to you, but that's about it. And then you have to decide what, you know, how you're going to act and what you're going to do. And you can be miserable or you can just go, oh, my God, this is really beyond the realm of what I thought I could handle in life. And you just laugh and you kind of move on.
It's true. It's true. I never thought that I could handle really hot and humid weather. And yet here we are surviving perfectly fine. And thank God for air conditioning for all of those of us who actually can sit in air conditioning.
Yeah.
Because it does make a difference. And sometimes even when I've been walking on the street, I'll pop into, you know, a store for, you know, 5 minutes, cool down, and then get back out on the road to make my trip to wherever I'm going. Because it really does make a difference.
Yeah. But I'm just enjoying it. It's making me slightly delirious. I think I'm out of my body a little more. I'm having a lot of, like, mystical revelations and really profound thoughts. I think it's just because I'm losing it a little bit.
In the heat, you mean, Lassie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm just, it's making me slightly more, delirious, just losing my mind a little bit.
Yeah, and, you know, and this is where, when we're talking spiritually, right, this can be a good thing as long as we remain really grounded, and I know you're really grounded.
Yeah, and I just have to remember to eat and sit still for a few minutes every day.
Right. So we've got a few callers online already. Do you feel like taking the first one? Yeah, we've got some people who've been waiting for about 22 minutes. So how about we do that? We'll bring...
That sounds great.
805, you're on the air. What's your name and your question?
Hi, good evening. My name is Donna. Hello.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Yeah, my question is, I have a friend back east. He's 89, and he called me 3 days ago, and he said he's thinking about having me come out there to Massachusetts, and I'll help him out a little bit, and then he wants to take me to the lawyer and put me down as the executor and the trustee and to give me his house when he passes on. I've been his friend for a long time. But he's kind of hesitant. Like when, because he has people that come in and help him, and I don't know, it's a funny situation, but do you see this happening like you would like it to?
Tell me your name again, I'm sorry.
My name or his name?
Your name.
Donna.
Donna, yes.
Thanks, Donna. I feel like this is something that needs to be planned out really well and not just jumped right into it. It looks like you said he's a really good friend, and so my first thought was I was thinking that maybe everything isn't quite above board, or there's something that's a little unclear, and there's more information that needs to be gathered. And I would say that this isn't the right time to, like, bend over backwards or put yourself out too much to be helpful to him. And I'm not really sure why, but I feel like, I almost get the sense of there being an ulterior motive. But again, if that doesn't seem possible, given what you know about him and given your relationship, then it may just be that you need to wait and allow the situation to develop, because it looks like not everything is in the right place just yet, that there's still... the image I get is of, like, an empty apartment that doesn't have the furniture in it yet, you know? And so you have to wait for the conditions to appear to know how to deal with what you're dealing with.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, because I would like to go out there and help him and maybe move him to California, and then my sister and I could look after him. Because people are stealing in his house. And,
That's what I'm seeing is the sort of, you know, deception going on. And I feel like waiting for more details to come to light would behoove you and would be helpful to everybody.
Oh, okay. Okay, wonderful.
That makes sense. And I'm interested in what Georgia has to say.
Yeah, and I think, Marcy, you know, I also felt what you were describing, and, you know, with the difficulties that he's experiencing, I do see you going out there, and it's interesting. There's a lot of movement. I'm just going to check to see if I see him moving. So
yeah.
That's a possibility. So you're actually going to go out to him. There is going to be travel. So there'll be travel. You and your sister, you mentioned, right? So there's two people traveling to him, and then he's traveling back to you?
Well, no, I would go by myself, but then he would come back
to
my town.
My sister
could help me with him.
He wants
to buy a condominium here. I mean, he talks about buying a condominium here.
Yeah, that's actually a possibility. I'm sort of pulling out cards as you're speaking. You know, when Marcy was saying, you know, watch the timing on this, so, you know, I do get that there's a sense around the timing, and so that if it's possible, something will become clearer probably in the next week or so for you around when it is that you're going to go. And I do see that, you know, you are going to make that trip and you, okay, so when he's thinking about getting the condominium, that might be an idea that he thinks about. I don't know that it's going to pan out. Do you get that feeling, Marcy?
I don't necessarily either. But I don't think that there's anything wrong with supporting the idea. Do you know what I mean? It seems like one of those ideas that's a really great idea. And whether it actually happens or not is kind of not even relevant at this point. It's just one of those things that, you know, it looks like the reality of it is that he may not be in the financial position to do so. But that there's no reason not to, at least, you know, to continue to pursue it. And I agree with Georgia. It looks, and this may be just one of those basic Mercury retrograde things, that as soon as this is over, everything kind of calms down, and then very abruptly the situation can change kind of dramatically. So overall, I just think it's about timing, and you don't want to rush it.
Okay.
And that particularly seems like there will be developments that are going to be important to you so that you know how to properly deal with the situation. And it may just be that you need to be much more informed so that you're able to interact with people in a way so that they'll be respectful back or that, you know, something like that. But overall, I think that you're right that this is the right thing for you to do and this is a good opportunity and it seems like it works out great for everybody. But just, again, I have to reiterate the timing.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. I'll kind of wait for him to make the move then.
Yeah, and just be on the lookout for a significant series of developments that kind of change the tone of what you expect or what you think you're getting into.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
all right.
Like you said, it is a win-win for both of us, you know.
Yeah.
He'll have me looking after him, and he'll take care of me later, and he'll be good.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you, Donna.
Thank you very much. Have
a good
nice
night.
Evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so we've got 512, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, this is Nancy from Texas, and I am calling about, I am getting ready to self-publish my book, and I was just wondering, what should I be working on in the next month to get ready for this whole process?
Okay, I can jump in here. I feel like there's still work to do, like when you say what should you be working on, it looks like still kind of some basic nuts and bolts things. You don't want to rush this. And I guess that might be the theme of the evening so far. but it looks like you also don't want to work it to death either. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This may be something that you put out or put together and then go back and redo because you go, you know, this one little section or this one part I'm just not satisfied with.
Right.
And some of the work that I actually, you know, that I do in my private practice is I do writing coaching. Because what I'm seeing, and it's because I can kind of see the books, even though they're not in front of me, but I see that your book has many, many small moving parts, and I feel like there are a few that just kind of fall flat for you, and that's, you just kind of need to let those marinate, but you can put the whole thing out and then go back and revise it if that's what you end up needing to do.
Okay.
Does that make sense? That didn't quite answer your actual question.
No, that makes sense. I mean, that's what I thought that I needed to do. I think it's kind of, while I'm waiting, should I be creating a buzz, doing interviews, doing things to get the word out there before it's actually published?
Let's see. I feel like that could go both ways, and I think I want to see what Georgia says about that. But because there's something ambiguous about how, you know, you're very excited about it, you're proud of it, you've done a great job with it. I can tell that you've worked really hard, and that for the most part, it's like exactly what you'd want to put out there, you know. So there's that, but then there, I'm sensing also this kind of hesitance that is a reasonable and like well-reasoned hesitance, and so that creates ambiguity, and so if you're marketing it from that place, it can be really challenging, because then it's sort of like your entire heart won't be in it, you know, but I'm interested to see what else Georgia has to say, and then
sure.
Okay.
So Nancy, I also got the sort of time that's around the book, and that it's obviously a labor of love, and that it's, you know, it's very close to your heart. I'm kind of seeing that, and I'm also seeing, have you put any money out in terms of the, you know, sort of the outlay on getting the book sort of published? Has it cost you any money up to date?
No, and I don't have the money to do it either. So I have
uh-huh,
to somehow.
So that
I have
might
to,
be what.
Yeah.
I might be,
you know, Georgia, I got that too. Yeah.
Yeah?
I saw
just
that
in terms
too.
Of
mm-hmm.
the money. So
yeah.
I do have somebody who might come in to help you with that money, because it does feel like it might be a little bit of a struggle. This feels like a woman, and she's she might be one of the people that you meet along the way who you talk to the book, you know, you're talking to her about the book, and she feels like she's got like shoulder length hair, and it's kind of fair or auburn, if that makes sense, auburn colored or fair, a fair color hair, like a light brown color hair. And it's long and thick. Spirit's showing me this very, very distinct detail about her, so that, you know, so that when you see her, you recognize her as the person that's going to help you strategically regarding money, because it does feel like, you know, when you're thinking about money, that kind of energy can make you feel like you're a little stuck in mud.
Okay.
But you do, yeah, you do change the way that you think about it, and you do get some help. And I think she, you know, it feels like a partnership when she comes along. So should you do anything whilst you're waiting for the book to get published, it's a bit like the waiting period is kind of a little bit painful for you. So you don't like to wait. But if you can kind of harness this time, and maybe it could actually be worth your while sort of thinking about something else during this time. Because, it, you know, when you,
yes.
I mean, I haven't experienced this yet, but sort of waiting for a teenager to come back home from a date out, I mean, I can imagine it's the same thing. It's like waiting, you know it's going to happen, but you're waiting for it, and then you start worrying, you know, where you fill the space with
yeah.
worry, which is what you don't want to do, okay, because you know what that does with regards to just the way you feel about it. So you want to feel great about it. You know it's going to happen. You trust the universe, and so you want to keep it up and keep it light.
Okay. And so when you were talking about this woman with long auburn hair, would that
so
be Chrissy or
length.
Millie?
It's not too long.
Shoulder length. So would that be Chrissy or Millie?
Let's see, Chrissy.
Yeah, Chrissy.
So
or
I hear Chrissy. Yes, Millie. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I
so,
see Chrissy.
Yeah, Chrissy feels, you know, if it isn't Chrissy, then out of those two people, Chrissy's definitely giving us good vibes. So
okay,
go for it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Awesome.
Well, Nancy,
well,
congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you
thing,
for
you know,
calling in.
You've done it. Yeah.
Well, we're getting there. We're getting there. One day at a time. I'm trying to be patient.
You're supposed
That's
to be.
Thanks,
well,
Nancy.
I will keep in touch. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
Please do.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye bye.
All right. So, Marcy, I just very quickly wanted to ask you about your projects. So you're a writing coach, and have you written any books yourself?
I have not. I've written a lot of little things here and there, and I write almost every day for myself. But I've had a number of really close friends be writers, and so while they have been working on their books, you know, we've just been talking about them, and it really helped me develop this skill of being able to see the book. And kind of what happens is when someone talks to me about their book, the spirit will show me how many parts there are, you know, how many sections there are to the book, and then which can usually help the writer that in itself to know like how they're dividing it up, and then
right.
It gives me once it's broken up into pieces, I can tell which pieces are really strong and which pieces are having challenges. And then I get to know the characters in the same way that I would do, you know, a psychic reading for a human being. And so it's really fun. It's one of my favorite things I do. And I've just slowly gotten a nice, you know, roster of writing clients that that will call me up when they, you know, are stuck on editing. I'm especially, you know, fond of helping people edit. Or just, you know, what's this character doing? And what am I doing wrong with this character that's not working? Or, you know, what do I need in this book that's missing?
That's great.
I've also worked with, you know, playwrights and screenwriters and artists. And, yeah, there's just something interesting that happens when someone has a project that is starting to take form. Really fun.
Yeah, well, you can relate to that, right? Because you have a tarot deck that you're working on that's kind of... I was going to say the sort of slow cooker, but it could be... How is it going?
Yeah, I was going to say working on is kind of metaphorical at this point. I'm so busy with work right now that I haven't really spent a lot of time drawing.
Right.
But, the frog, you know, it's called the Mystical Frog Tarot, and the frogs are the characters in the tarot deck, and I'm in contact with them on a regular basis. So they show up to me as a very specific type of energy, and they will remind me to lighten up. They'll remind me to have a good time. They give me, you know, they're still there. I just have not put the physical effort into drawing in a little while. But this winter is the final deadline for me. I don't know if you know,
or
if the listeners know, but I work at Omega Institute in the summer, and then the winter I just have my own practice, and the pace is dramatically different. So this winter,
right.
The goal is
yeah.
to get those to the publisher.
Oh, well, exciting. I can't wait for them to come out. I'm an avid tarot collector, and so tarot cards.
Oh, wonderful.
So it's exciting knowing someone who's working on a deck. So we've got some more callers to bring on. How do you feel about taking the next one?
Love it. Love it.
Yeah,
always.
Here we go. 818,
hello.
You're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Brittany. I'm calling because I'm actually in the entertainment industry, and I feel a shift coming up as far as career is concerned, and I wanted to know what you guys were able to pick up in regards to that. I usually work in front of the scene, so I'm just wondering what you see.
Okay,
sure.
So
did you, Brittany?
I'm sorry. So fast.
I was just going to clarify the question, Marcy, but if you've got something, go for it.
Well, what I was saying is that the things that you really, really, really want to do, it seems like you don't quite have the skill set for just yet, and they are in your wheelhouse, and you can definitely learn them, and you just have to develop the skill set, mostly for confidence. But it looks, I think that you're absolutely correct that you're sensing this shift. I do see that something about what you're doing currently is kind of getting you down, too, it's getting the better of you a little bit. And it's important that you go in sort of a gentle search for what you love again. I feel like I work with a lot of entertainers, and there's just that point where you can get burnt out or it just gets the better of you for a minute or two. And it looks like putting your effort into something easy and fun and gentle would be great rather than redoubling your efforts at what you're doing right now. And again, like I said, I can see you moving to more behind-the-scenes stuff that just requires a certain level of skill development, which you are 100% capable of, should absolutely pursue, but probably shouldn't pursue these jobs or this kind of work until you up your game, so to speak. And again, mostly that's so that you go into it with a level of confidence that you'll need to be successful.
So you see me working behind the scenes and not in front of the scenes?
Or whatever it is that you want to do. I see that there's something that you've always had a love for that was always sort of started as a hobby, and now you're starting to see like, oh, I could actually do this thing. I'm not specifically seeing behind or in front of. I'm seeing more that there's something you really want to be doing, and the passion for that is going to grow. And in order to do it, there's either more education or more training that you need, and you should pursue that.
Okay.
But from a place of, like, ease and fun and oh, that would be neat to try, like that, rather than any sort of, like, driven, hardcore, intense motivation.
Okay.
Tell me how that sounds to you. I feel like there's something that we need to kind of tease out here. So tell me what you're getting, and then we'll see what Georgia says. But I feel like there's something that I've said that you might be either misinterpreting or it's somehow not clicking. And so I just want to see that we're both on the same page.
I understand what you're saying. I guess basically just to be straightforward, I'm an actress. And so you're
mm-hmm.
saying that because that's something that I really, really want to do, but I don't have the skill set as far as, like, the confidence is concerned.
Are you already an actress?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So this would be the new thing that's coming. This would be the shift in your career to an area. So it would be different than what you're already doing. And I'm seeing there's an area, it's something that you've always really liked, something that you've always really loved. I'm not in any way saying that you can no longer be an actress. I'm saying that it looks like there's a side project or kind of a hobby development that you can slowly develop because it would be fun and because you are meant to do that with yourself. But there's not in any way saying that you can't do whatever you want to do. I'm not in any way implying that. I don't want you to get that idea. I'm just saying that if there's an area that you are interested in, it'll be important that you get that you develop your skill level.
Okay, so hobby development, what do you see that is? Like, what do you see?
Rather than, this would be something that you would, like, know, because you'd go, I like this. But let's see what Georgia has to say, because I'd rather than us kind of going around and around. I'm interested in
sure.
what Georgia has to say.
So, Brittany, I get that acting makes you feel really happy. And, you know, Spirit kind of gave me this image of you jumping up out of the water, which is really lovely. And, you know, that's I totally understand why you would want to follow that and you want to know about that. And actually, you know, when we really, really want something, actually, we kind of get it. A friend of mine many years ago said, you know, when I was talking to her about something that I really wanted, I wanted to start a family. She said, you know, in the end, we really do get what we want. And so whether or not it turns out that you get something that's a little bit related that you didn't realize you wanted, but actually, you know, once you get it, you realize, of course I wanted that. So it might be that just with time, and I think time is a big factor here, that you're going to flesh this out, what it is that you're thinking about being in front of the scenes, in acting. It's going to flesh out a little bit more for you. And just like Marcy said, you know, what you're going to do is you're going to cultivate your interests, and things are going to come, fall into your lap, like opportunities will come your way, and you're going to think, oh, yes, I'm really interested in this too. And it's going to develop. So I see that with time, it develops. And so Spirit's not showing me that you're jumping straight in from one to the other. It's going to happen over time. And, you know, there's something about your being and the way that you feel about acting that becomes more and more. You mentioned that you didn't have much confidence at the moment, but you are going to become very confident in what you're going to be doing. And in fact, really the choices, it's interesting, once you get to that point in your life, and that feels to me to be somewhere between, more closer to the 3 to 6, the 6 month range, you're going to have more choices in front of you about what it is that you're going to do. And you don't need to worry, okay? It's
okay.
Really important that you don't worry about it.
Okay.
And have fun along the way. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's something new that happens around the 6 month mark. Okay.
Okay.
It feels like it might even be relationship. I mean, when you first started talking, I got a picture of a man sort of in his 40s or 50s. I'm not sure if this was someone that you recently were working with and something that you stepped away from, but I didn't see any other sort of... are you in a relationship at the moment?
No, I'm not. Mm-hmm.
No. So I didn't see any... I was just about to say that I didn't see any other, man or interest until this kind of like six-month mark. So, you know, it feels like things are going to change for you, you know, if you just let time sort of do its thing for you.
Okay. So just stay on my path, continue to enjoy what I do, but let it be a little bit more light and not so...
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What Marcy's saying. Yeah, let it unfold.
Right.
And you're going to come across stuff that's going to, like, tweak you, and you're going to be like, I want to do more of that. And just follow those steps. Follow your intuition. You won't have to worry.
But like the last caller, I just wanted to make sure that I, was proactive, and I'm not just, like, sitting around waiting for something to fall into my lap.
Right.
Well, Spirit,
and I don't think you ever...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you go ahead, Georgia.
Well, it's interesting because Spirit's kind of, saying that you don't have to be proactive. You know, in a way, you've put it out there. It's already happening. You can sit back a little bit and relax. And actually, it's the relaxation that helps, the manifestation.
Okay, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah, and I was just going to add, I would say that for you, you probably never have to focus on working really hard. That's just sort of in your nature. You're pretty driven, and, you put a lot of effort into the things that you do. And, we all have these sort of innate ways of being that we never need to be more effortful about, So I feel like you probably never have to, work harder than you already are. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so just let it happen. Thank you, guys. I'm going to call you back and let you know what happens, how everything
unfolds. Of course.
Unfolds.
Yeah.
Oh, great,
do.
Brittany.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. Good
Have
night.
A great day. Good night.
Wonderful. So interesting how we've been talking a lot about relaxing into Mercury retrograde and relaxing into, putting out manifestation wishes out there and then relaxing into letting them come to us.
Yeah, and I talk about this a lot just when people ask me about my career because it's all, I never pushed for any of what I do now. It's all, everything that's stuck around and that's really mattered. I've worked hard at it, I've put effort in, but has all slowly come as I've just said yes to what's being offered. And I really feel like
right.
That's the most effective method of doing anything.
Right. Yeah, say yes. So we're going to say yes to some more of our callers because we've got quite a few people waiting in line. So here we go. 256, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Yes, my name is Kimberly. And my question is about
my relocation to Georgia. I went, I'm in South Carolina, and I went to Georgia for a couple of days to look for a place to stay. I thought I found somewhere, but it didn't work out. And I just want some guidance on that.
Okay. So this is really funny. What immediately shows up is there's this way that, like, just as you get, real, and this is a pattern that comes from when you were really little. And it may have come from, like, Christmas time or a birthday, but where you get really, really excited, and then just when it seems like it's about to work out, it falls through. And so
exactly.
What happens is that your field, your body, your system has created that as a pattern for you and has created that. So your expectation is basically that the more excited you get and the more – and it's so tough because it's like the more – it feels like for real, this time is the real time. The more that comes into play, the more kind of devastated you are when it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
And it looks like you've been obsessing over this a little bit and maybe also getting a little impatient because, you know, it's like, all right, how long are we going to go on like this? And the first step for you is to really confront this kind of phenomenon and this thought pattern. And what's in it for you is there's a whole grieving that you have to do around disappointment as a child. And I'm seeing especially the ages of, like, 6 and 7. And it feels like it has to do with both of your parents, but primarily your dad in some way. But it's basically just a setup, you know, that that your system has kind of bought into over time. And this is not the only area in which this happens, but the promise of change in security is the thing that really does it, you know. So I would say that's the first thing that you need to do is look at that and see what it is. And then, you know, see what we're going to also see what Georgia has to say. But that's my first step, my first piece of advice for you. And then I'll also look, while Georgia's chatting with you, I can also look and see how will this turn out.
Okay.
But usually there's just that first step that needs to be taken.
Okay.
So, Kimberly,
Georgia?
Can you clarify your question again? What is it that you are asking?
The question was, when I went to Georgia, I looked for a place, thought I found a place, and then when the contracting company came back with the paperwork, it was more money than I thought, and I didn't get a good feeling about it, and I always follow my intuition, and I just told
mm-hmm.
them no. So now I'm back to square one looking for a place because my lease is up in South Carolina July 31st, and my first work day in Georgia is August 5th.
I see that you're going to get a place. And I do see you. I do see you moving. So I don't know if there was a realtor. Are you working with a realtor at the moment?
I am.
Yeah. Is it a guy? Because I got a guy. Okay. He's middle aged. I see him on the higher end. Now this guy. You know, I just wonder if this guy is going to be the guy to do it. You know, for you, because is it possible for you to work with someone else?
I could probably call someone else. Yes, it's possible. I can find someone else.
Yeah, because I get the sense that there's something slowed down there or that there are some concerns there around it. Spirit just giving me this kind of feeling. If you can get someone who can kind of, you know, whip, you know, get some action happening because that's what I'm being shown. I'm being shown some action, and that's what you want.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting that. Not getting that with him. All right. So when you're saying okay in terms of getting a place that within your, you know, within the range of what you can afford.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be that you end up with a place that is at the top end of what you afford, okay? And Kimberly,
okay.
Did you call in last week or was it the week before? Have we spoken with you before?
Yes, but I think it's been some weeks ago because I've talked.
It was some weeks ago, and were we talking about, you know, a house that was bigger and a house that was smaller? I'm just trying to jig my memory here.
I think you were telling me that you were looking at a bigger house, but it was still being my price range, something like that.
Yes,
right.
Yes, I remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marcy, right, because I'm getting sort of flashbacks. Okay, so this might have been the house that, you know, that we saw that was out of the price range. Would that be, do you feel that's right, Marcy?
We were seeing
there was one, there was a big house, there was something about it. Okay, so
yeah,
your question is, are you going to find one?
And I feel like no matter what, this one in question is would be worthwhile to revisit because her decision, Kimberly, your decision was made more from that pattern that I described and more from fear than really from, like, I'm not sure that your intuition was the only thing firing when you decided,
okay,
like, that's too much. I think that part of it was fear because there's just this sort of overriding pattern of this is too good to be true. You know, that's when things start to work out, that little pattern kicks in. And so,
No, I was going to tell you, they actually wanted more up front that I could pay. It wasn't in my budget.
Right. And so there just may be a way to either renegotiate or something. And again, I'm just seeing where that pattern kicks in. And makes you go, well, forget it then, or no, or I guess I have to give up on this and look somewhere else. And usually when our patterns kick in, we are infinitely less creative than we are when our patterns aren't kicking in. And so where you have a part of you that may, in a different moment, have said something like, is there another way we can negotiate this? Or I don't have that much, I have this much, would that work? Or, you know. But when our patterns kick in, we usually just kind of do a flight or fight thing.
I understand what you're saying, but I tried to negotiate and they wouldn't budge.
Okay.
That's how you know
that's not the place that we saw. And continue to
There's definitely another place. And you may even be looking at two places. I see that there'd be two places. Whether it's this place that somehow makes itself available or whether it's another place, it feels like there's going to be two, but you'll definitely be in. It feels to me like you're going to be in. It feels to me like it's going to be soon. Yeah, and
even within the next 2 months, like tops. It feels like, and again, we have to always remember we really are in Mercury retrograde. That's a real thing that has palpable effects on things like contract negotiations, movement, travel, communication. Mm-hmm. That's a real thing, and that stops tomorrow. And so often we can, it can change very abruptly. It can turn around so fast.
Right.
Okay.
So, Kimberly, definitely keep us posted. We want to know how it works out. And we're keeping it high for you that you find a place that's within your range. I definitely see it happening. And you'll even have a choice of two. So this place is going to be, it's going to be a good place for you. So keep your sights high and remember that it is coming to you.
Okay. The other thing about the pattern, how would you, because I knew part of this because I didn't feel good about, the way I was feeling when it didn't happen, even though, I tried to negotiate and it didn't happen. And it does go back to my father because my father wasn't in my life. So I was going back to that, trying to figure out, I forgave him. I even did forgiveness work. And
how do you break
the pattern?
So what I see really is you have to go kind of be the little girl that's sad. The adult woman can, like, forgive, and that's great. And it's a huge, important step. But it looks like to me that it's loving the little girl who feels very unhappy and who really, really, truly in that part of you believes that you cannot have what you want. And really just say, like, I know you believe that,
it's not true, and we're going to figure out how that's not true together. You know, so you, it just is a matter of speaking with and embracing that part of you, and not being impatient that you think that, and not trying. You know, I think very often it can be helpful to sort of go in the opposite direction and invite abundance and all of that. But this particular piece, the first thing is to say, I truly believe this. There's a part of you that truly believes that you cannot have what you want. And then rather than berating that part of you, say, you know, you can even ask yourself, you can do a dialogue and just say, what makes you think that? Is that true? Is that really true? How do you know that's true? You know, and you can kind of piece through it. But really the first step is to recognize, and you're doing that already, to recognize that this is your pattern talking. This is not the truth talking. This is a recording that just is activated. But it feels like, you know, even looking at the cards right now for you, that you're already on the road to changing that. It takes a little while, but you're already doing a lot of the things, you know, to change it. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much. You've both been really helpful. Thank you.
Oh, great, Kimberly. Have a good night.
You have a good night, too. Thank you.
Awesome.
So Kimberly brings up something that is really interesting, and I know that I've looked at certain issues in my life as well and wondered, you know, okay, so I did the work, I did the cord cutting, I've looked into it, you know, and she, you know, Kimberly mentioned forgiveness work, but, you know, that we've all sort of at that point in our lives, particularly if we've been looking at, we're on the spiritual path and we're looking at our issues and wanting to kind of get more light in our lives. And why does it keep coming up? And it's, I really feel, and it was only this week, you know, like 2 days ago when I, you know, I looked back into my childhood at the same issues that I'd looked at before, same chords, and I thought, okay, it's okay if it comes up again, because each time you do a little bit extra healing, every time you do more, you go deeper and you uproot it even more. So even if you think you've done the work, there might just be a little bit extra. It might have changed a little bit. Every time you do the work, it changes. And it definitely, you're never the same as you were when you first identified that issue, if that makes any sense. So each time you revisit it, you do more and more work,
And I think the key is that each time we revisit it, we get more comfortable with it and we're not rejecting the phenomenon as much.
Right.
Usually the first time we discover something about ourselves that we don't like or that isn't serving us, we get angry or we do whatever we can to push it away. And what happens, I think, as we revisit it is it becomes familiar. And we don't have that, you know, that innate rejection response anymore. And we start to go, oh, yeah, I think this. I think this.
Right.
I know that I think this. And then and that really does all come down to love. And it really does come all down, all the way down to this love over fear. And as we as we accept and embrace all of these aspects, they cease to be a problem.
Right. It's like accepting, and somehow the in accepting the let go happens, and it just doesn't sort of sit heavy in you and repeat itself in your life. It's true. It's exactly the way it works. Well, we've got more callers, and I'm going to bring, I think it's 239 on the line. 239, you're on the air. What's your name and what is your question?
Hi, ladies. Good evening. This is Dolores. And my question really involves my practice that I'm currently doing part-time due to the fact that I have a full-time job. What I'm doing is trying to create things that I like to do within my practice so this way I can have more of a financial freedom in my life and being able to visit my daughter who lives in another state who is going to be delivered in the next couple of months, my first grandson. So I want the means to be able to have more freedom to go and visit her and my grandson. So if there's any, I guess, your intuition in regards to my part-time practice and how I can find that financial means for myself.
Beautiful. George, are you ready for me to jump in?
Yeah, go for it. I mean, I'm getting things too, so
right.
we can chime in.
So what shows immediately is that you are not currently in the position like it's not financially viable right now, and I guess you probably already know that.
Mm-hmm.
And most of it has to do with you are still, in many ways, dancing around the edge of what you really, really like to do and what you really want to be doing, and you're almost doing it. You know, the big challenge is like really full on taking what you love and what you're good at and running with it. So that's one piece. It also just looks like continuing to try new things is really an important part of the way you do your practice.
Mm-hmm.
So you just need to kind of like just take things in maybe a new direction or try something new. The image I get is sort of like, and this is going to sound silly maybe, but the image I get is that you have a bunch of carrots and like, you know, you can try all these different things and like, you know, you can cut them up into sticks and serve them to people to eat, or you can carve them into little animals, or you can cut them up and make like soap prints with them, or, you know, woodblock prints with them. So it's like the more creative you are with the raw materials that you have to work with, the more people get to see what you're doing, and then the more it all comes back around to full circle to what you actually like to do.
Yes, that makes perfect sense.
And then the image I get is that what you really like to do, I keep seeing these carrots, you know, whatever that means to you, but I keep seeing these carrots, and like, you're, you know, again, you're, you know, serving them up for people to eat, you're making creative things out of them, but what you really like to make is chicken soup, and what you really want to do is just put the carrots in the soup. So you can do all these fun things with the carrots, and if it brings people back to your soup, then that's wonderful. But if it's not doing that, then you got to try something else.
Okay. Yes.
Does that work? Like that's probably one of the craziest metaphors I've ever used. But.
And actually, I understood every word you said because that's exactly what I was doing.
Okay. Great. Great.
Yeah.
Dolores. I got some information here, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to take down your number and I'm going to give you a call back because we've got about 8 callers who are wanting to call in and ask a question, and in the interest of serving our callers, I feel like, given that you feel like you've had your question answered, would I be right?
Correct.
Yeah, so I feel like maybe we could, say goodnight to you, and I'm going to ring you back with the information that I got, and we can go on to our next caller. So thank you for calling in.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay. So I'm just writing down her number. I realize I didn't write it down before I told her I would. Okay, so Marcy, we're on to our next caller. And it's 111. 111, you're
ladies.
On the air. What's your name
ladies.
And what's your question?
Hi, ladies. This is Sheila. I just want to know, what do you see around me? What's coming up? That's the only question I have. And thank you so much for taking my call tonight.
You're welcome. So we're just checking in. I'm keeping.
And you are looking for just basic. What's going
yes,
on?
Yes, anything that you
okay.
see, I'm welcome.
And I feel like, so what I'm seeing is that what's prompting this this question is that there was a while when things were going perfectly, just really amazingly for you, and then there's a sense maybe that has started to recede in some way, and if that is true, the sort of the answer to the reason why is that there was a way, there's along the way there was a sense of you kind of starting to hedge your bets a little bit. So there was a place where like life was just really full and really active and you were doing everything and it was great. And then over time, it got so good that part of you started to say, well, this is wonderful. Let's just keep it this way. And so the cards are just showing, I'm looking at cards for you, and
okay.
it's showing me that it's important that you start getting back out into the world again and really getting back out into your life again. And it really is just sort of, again, this has been the theme for the night, a matter of time and a willingness to be really present with everything that's going on, not just the things that you prefer. And I'm sure Georgia might have something else for you.
Yeah, Spirit showed me this staircase that was kind of going down, and I do see you at the top of something. So where Marcy, you know, I'm kind of chiming in with Marcy there, where she said, you know, you've been at the top of, you know, and enjoyed some success. And so there might be some fear in terms of moving forward or stepping forward that you might sort of, you know, be going down the stairs. But again, it's interesting. I'm getting Spirit showing me that time is somehow important here, and that in this period of time you're going to be, or you have been, right? So you've been gathering strength, and that this period is going to end, but it's a part of your spiritual journey. So, you know, it's whenever I get the sort of spiritual journey card, or whenever I kind of, when Spirit pulls that card, it's a bit like, well, the way that you're looking at this is going to have to change. So even though we're talking very broadly and very generally about your life at the moment, it does feel like where you are is a spiritual, it's spiritually charged. Like, you're meant to be at this point in your life right now where you're looking at stepping over the edge and feeling like you're going to take a leap. And that it feels, you know, sorry,
yes.
Sheila. Are you,
exactly.
That was Marcy, was it?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just verbally agreeing with you out loud, like, yeah.
Right, right. So, and so Sheila, it's a bit like, you know, trust that you're in the right place and that what you want can manifest. So it's really about now you working with your spirit and guides, and I do feel that you are connected. And I'm not sure in which way you connect spiritually, but whichever way you connect spiritually, you are going to make it happen in the way. And I see you enjoying this period if you go out and you spend time with people, with other people.
Yeah,
so
you need to get out into the world, I think, to move through where you are right now. And it's almost, there's this sense of like, can I get back to this other place? And the answer is no, you can only move forward into the place kind of in a new way.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
You're going to be, yeah.
I don't know. Because I thought I was at a good place right now and didn't have any, you know, didn't feel like I was on the edge. I feel like I'm in a happy spot right now.
Well, this is because, you know, Spirit is showing us, like, you know, stages. And so you're walking through, and it's very likely that you're just walking up another step. And so Spirit's showing us this in terms of your journey, that the next step, it appears to be that you're going to be, you know, kind of having a lighter time. And I'm seeing you with other people. I'm seeing you kind of just enjoying yourself and being light and quite happy with yourself, actually. So it's not, I don't see you going, you know, and I'm not sure why Spirit should have been showing me that, you know, there's a fear in the next step. So it just feels like you don't need to be afraid. The message really is you don't need to be afraid. That if you're not, don't worry about it. You got nothing
exactly
to worry about.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, ladies.
You know, your connection with Spirit is strong, and keep that close to your heart, obviously. You are.
Okay.
Thanks, Sheila.
You. Okay, bye.
Six 610, what's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my
Hello?
Name is Liz. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, what's your name?
Hi, my name's... And I'm actually calling with a question for a friend. A friend of mine recently had back surgery, and he is in a profession where he... does a lot of sort of manual work, and he has a flooring business, and I'm wondering if he will need to change professions based on the fact that he recently had back surgery.
Okay.
So,
you know, it's funny, both times that you... Oh, sorry, go ahead, Georgia.
So what was your name again? Because we didn't hear it.
Sure, it's Liz.
Liz, oh good, okay, I thought I caught that. So, Liz, the way, and I'm not sure how, Marcy, you answer questions about other people, but, you know, when someone asks me about someone else, I just want to remind you that when we're looking at, you know, your friend, it's going to be through, you know, your perspective. And so can you just ask that question again? You want to ask about his back surgery?
Yes, he had back surgery, and he's been unable to work, and I'm surgery is going to force.
Gosh, we're not. For some reason, your phone line is cutting out. So, Marcy, did you get the question?
I did. Well, I'm just seeing. What I got was a question about is. Well, he has to change careers now that he has back surgery. And the same as you said, Georgia, I usually almost discourage people from asking about other people because it's always kind of like, well, you know, why? But what I did get, and so in the same thing that you said, I have information for you, Liz, on kind of how you can be helpful to him and what you need to know about this situation. And it looks like in many ways you are a helper or a guide, you know, you are a significant part of kind of keeping him moving and keeping him going. And your job is to stay clear and stay focused. Do we think that he'll have to change careers? I'm really not getting any information on that, except for the idea that there's no reason to jump to conclusions. And that if he already wanted to change jobs anyway, this would be a great time. That, you know, that there may be more than meets the eye going on relative to this idea, and it may just be an opportunity for him to do something different that's perhaps more creative or more along the lines of what he likes to do.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you.
So, you know, Liz, I just want to, if I can add to that, that he's, you know, I do get that it's quite significant what he's gone through, and that I'm not sure that he's, I don't know what his relationship is like with his workplace or whether workers' compensation is involved, but it does feel like there's some confusion about what, you know, what is there for him to do at the old workplace versus, you know, going into a new workplace. And he might need to, you know, kind of work hard to get what he wants, but. And it does feel like, you know, the rehabilitation will take a little while, but when he goes into, is it possible for him that he'll be getting some money? Because I do see money being involved here. And then he's on, it kind of feels like 6 months away, maybe even 6 to 9 months. Do you get that feeling, Marcy, that there's something kind of in the distance?
Yeah, definitely 8 or 9 months.
Right.
Well, things need
new.
To kind of sort out, and he comes to terms with something almost.
Yes, there's a lot that's going to happen in between then and now. And you, you know, it's like you're providing a little ray of sunshine for him in the meanwhile, like a little rainbow.
Thank you.
Are you
much.
With us, Liz?
It.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Sorry, right. I had you on mute while you were talking.
Much. Okay, Liz, have a good night. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Three, five, two, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
My name is Andrea, and my question is, I've been talking to this person, this guy. His name is Ted. And I wanted to know, because last time I called in, you guys said, I remember the lady saying, go for it, but I was told that I pushed him away. So I'm trying to figure out which one is it.
Okay, so there are two guys?
I'm sorry?
Did you say that there were two people or just the one?
No. Well, there is this one, Ted, the person I'm talking to,
yeah.
Do you see two? Because my ex just showed up at my doorstep.
Okay, so we're just gonna tap into Ted and your ex.
Okay. So just real quick, my take on this is, one, I don't think that those two ideas are mutually exclusive. I think that, you know, we can be pushing someone away at the same time that we can be needing to go for something. You know what I mean? But Ted really requires patience, and he really needs to know that he is welcome, sort of more than you might, like where you might be like, of course you're welcome. He actually needs something that's a little bit even more direct or overt. And then it looks like your ex showing up on your doorstep will end up really not being that big of a deal. I think you're going to end up feeling very clear on why he is your ex and
yeah.
why you weren't together very quickly.
Yeah, I get that.
I think
too. You're
going to be super relieved about all of that. And a lot of, you're going to find that the karma there has been worked through and that there probably isn't even really much of a pull. And you can just appreciate him for the person he is and just you don't really need him. He's not ever going to meet you where you're at or be able to provide you the things that you want. With Ted, I just think he needs gentleness and he needs like just a gentle approach, you know. And so I think it's important that you have to be willing to be the one to kind of build the threads between the two of you rather than expecting him to and getting mad if he doesn't. It's really kind of up to you to keep things moving properly, mainly because he's unsure of things and it has to do with his relationship with his mother, you know, whole thing. But if you are kind and gentle and loving to him, I think there's a really amazing connection available to the two of you, and it would be a good thing for you to develop anyway.
You were right about the getting mad part. I get so mad when he makes plans and then he says, oh, I can't do it. Or,
yeah.
like, I have to call him. He does not call me. Well,
and,
he does
and I
sometimes.
I want you to hear that that's not because he is playing games with you. It's not because he doesn't like you. It's because he literally does not want to be overstepping his bounds and really isn't sure that he's welcome or invited. So, you know, it reminds me, I have a friend who insists on, every time he comes over, he insists on knocking on the door, and then he waits until I get up and go over to the door and open it for him to come in. And it doesn't matter how many times actually, recently he's gotten better. But it was months of me telling him, listen, just knock once and come in, because I don't feel like getting up and answering the door. But his whole way that he functions requires that I really, like, invite him in. And it's kind of like that. It's a personality difference. And if you just take it like it's your mission to make this man feel welcome in your life and be willing to do the things that that takes, there's a really beautiful connection that's available to you. It's really beautiful. But you have to kind of decide, okay, I'm the steward of the energy of welcomeness, and I will take that on as something I'm going to do.
I asked him, did he want to grab a cup of coffee and go to the beach and walk on the beach, and he said, oh, I'll call you back, and never call me back. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and again, he thinks in a way that's different than you're imagining him to be. So if you want to really open your mind and try something totally different, a totally different dynamic in a brand new way, this could be really great. And if you don't, you don't, and there's always, you know, there's other fish in the sea, and there may be someone out there that has kind of more of the personality traits that you're used to and that you like better. So it's really a win-win.
I really do like him, but, like, am I supposed to call him and be like, okay, are you going to the beach? I really would like to do that.
Yeah, but instead of, okay, are you going to the beach, you say, hey, I want to let you know I'd really love to spend time with you, and we can go to the beach or we can go wherever you want, but I really like you, and I would love to do something together with you, and these are the days that I'm free. Let's go to the beach. It's just getting on. Like, that just makes him panic even further.
Okay. Is he going to move? Because he was speaking of moving.
Well, I feel like, and Georgia, you can tell me what you think. Because we have so many callers and we're so close to the end of our show, it's probably better to just hear.
Yeah. I mean, if I can just very quickly chime in, Andrea, that you do have choices. And if you did want to let go, and it does feel like this is a really hugely important, you're going to learn a lot from this relationship. What Marcy's been encouraging you to do is actually really important for you to take in and think about doing. And it would probably help for you to let go the way that you have been relating with him. And so then that will help him kind of lock in a different way so that he won't be, you know, he won't be doing what he's doing when you're doing something different. It feels like if you can let go a little bit, then that will help. And when you let go, you may need to let go completely, but if you let go, you'll be freer. And then, you know, the energy will be that he will either come back or you will find somebody new. But it does okay. feel like a let go, and you do have a choice. You do have a choice. You don't have to simply be stuck on, you know, on this kind of roundabout way of thinking with him. And Marcy's given you, I think. Yeah, she's given you like, you know, it might be helpful to listen to once the show is, has been archived, you could listen to what, you've heard again and take it in, you know, something will crystallize again for you just in terms of the way that you've been doing things and how to do them differently.
Okay.
So thank you, Andrea. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So 917, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, is this me?
Yep.
Yes, 917.
Hi, thanks for taking all these questions. I'm calling also because I feel like I have to move soon, and I've tried to move a couple of times before and wasn't able to. I feel kind of stuck, and I kind of feel like the caller that was earlier. But, yeah, I guess I'm just calling to see if I need to move or I'm just kind of looking for something outside of myself.
So what's your name?
Irina.
Irina?
Yeah.
Okay, so just checking in for you now. I'm kind of hearing a big yes. Sorry,
yeah.
Nothing.
I feel like you're tapping into a really strong intuitive place yourself.
I think, and I feel
like that you know very well that this isn't the answer to anything, but it is mm-hmm. a good idea. Does that make sense? You know the difference between that? Like, it doesn't solve your life, but it's a really great thing to do.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
And I think if you approach it that way, that it's just a good idea and see what happens, rather than like, oh, maybe this is the answer to everything, because you kind of know that it isn't the answer to everything, you know?
Okay. And then there's, two places I kind of feel like I have a choice. One is really far away and one's right outside the city. Is there any... thing you feel about that?
Well, I'm kind of seeing the south... Hold on, America, northeast, southeast. So I'm seeing kind of around, where it's warmer, kind of like Florida or the coast. Is that one of the areas mm-hmm. that you're thinking about?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because I might just be picking up on your thoughts there. So you're saying the choice is either the northeast or the southeast, right? I have these kind of, yeah?
Yeah, it's actually Hawaii or upstate.
So
the tropical thing calls to me, but it also seems very dreamy and kind of fantasy-like.
I feel like you are so intuitive. If you just do whatever seems like the right thing, you're always on track.
You know, like you're so clear. And you know how to listen to yourself, and you know when you're not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
So Irina,
that makes sense.
I
just have to listen to them more, to the deeper messages.
Yeah, the deeper messages are the important ones. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you could definitely, just a quick sort of send-off, you can definitely make Hawaii happen. It almost feels like there's a bit of a love story there for you in the way that you feel about it and the energy, because there's a lot of water in the cards that I'm getting for you. And the work that you're doing, and I don't know if you have money or there's something about money, but the work that you're thinking about doing, or if you're doing now, you're going to carry it over to wherever you go, that's really good work.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
So, thanks for calling in, Irina.
Yeah, thanks, Georgia. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
So, we've got a few more callers, Marcy. I thought we'd take a quick break to stop and see where we're at. Everybody, we're on Psychics Gone Wild, Fabulous Fridays, and you're with Georgia Marantos and Marcy Courier, and you can find our information on the link for tonight's show and also on psychicsgonewild.com. And Marcy, are you, is anything coming up for you? I know that you're in New York City at the moment and can sort of
I'm
see
in
people.
I'm in New York
people.
City. Yes, tomorrow at the Meta Center, it's META Center. In Chelsea, it's 214 West 29th Street. There's a psychic fair from noon to 6, and it's $25 for a 20-minute reading. I'll be there, and then there are just a slew of other readers and healers, and this one has a lot of a strong bilingual component. So if you speak Spanish, there are workshops in Spanish. All kinds of it's really fun, and I've met so many amazing psychics and intuitives and healers at the Meta Center. If anybody's in New York City and they want to come check it out, I will be there all day tomorrow.
Awesome. So thank you very much. And so I'm going to jump into another caller, Marcy. How's that sound?
That sounds good. This
someone
is,
has
I
been
really
waiting
love
a little
bit. I love the very kind of everyone needs to take it easy sort of advice that we're
yes.
getting tonight, you know? I mean,
yeah,
it's very
they don't need
nice.
To push
it
too hard.
Feels appropriate for a hot summer night. Really
right.
Nice.
Let go, lay back.
Yeah, let
so
it happen.
We have, and now we have 239 on the line. What's your name and what's your question?
Oh, this is Dolores. So.
Oh, Dolores, I'm sorry. I've.
That's okay.
I've
you can go
you
to the next
hold.
Call. I'm sorry.
Realize. Here we go. Now I'm going to grab someone who's been holding for a while. Here we go. Oh, you've been holding and just listening. Excuse me. This is my second night on the board and I'm a little all over the place. So that's 703. Do you have a question or should I just put you back on hold?
Here you go. Yeah, you can ask a question.
okay, here you go.
I'm sorry, hello.
What's your name?
Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your question?
I left my place of residence unexpectedly last summer. Do you see me being able to resolve that situation?
So what happened last summer, Anne? You lost your job last summer? So I think our connection's not so good, Anne. Can you let me know that you're still here?
What is it?
Oh, you're still here with us? What's your question?
I'm at my home unexpectedly. Will I be able to retrieve any of my belongings?
Will you be able to retrieve your belongings?
It
okay.
looks like yes. It looks like if you take a firm stand
yeah.
and say, I'm going to do this, and this needs to happen, and how are we going to make sure that this happens? I think there's a need for patience, but, you know, really where you exert your fundamentally your rights is what it looks like. And I don't think you need to do this angrily. I don't think you need to do this dramatically or even, you know, rudely or meanly. I think you just need to invoke your own power and then go get them, get your stuff.
Okay. And I, you know, I do see how huge as well, you know, that this has been. So I can, you know, can understand why it feels so insurmountable. But if it, there is, it's almost like if you can speak your truth about something, so it feels like maybe the truth hasn't been spoken or that there's something around the communication that if you could, if somehow the communication can clear up in some way, and I know, Marcy, you just touched on that, right? That
yes.
It will definitely change. If you can talk a little bit about what it is that you don't want to talk about is what it feels like, then you might be able to lift yourself up out of, you know, feeling stuck about this issue.
All right.
Okay. So we wish you well, Anne. What did you say?
It is possible.
It is possible, yeah. We see that for you.
It's totally possible. And it's funny, we were just talking about, you know, this has been the sit back and wait for it to happen evening. Your advice is the opposite. This is you have to decide, again, calmly, kindly, in a mellow way, but decide I deserve my stuff back, I need it back, I'm getting it. Very matter of fact.
All right. Lots of love to you, Anne, and we wish you the best. Have a good night. So caller 619, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
This is Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. My question is if you can give me some insight to my love life, if at all.
All right. Are you in a relationship right now, or are you asking me about it?
I'm seeing someone.
I really like the approach that you take to your love life. I mean, I think there's a tiny bit of a despondency that has allowed you to take such a cool and calm approach to things. And I think that just the way that you're thinking about things, which is who knows if I'm going to marry this person or not, who knows where this is going to end up, I just want to have fun, and let's see where this takes me, that you're doing that already, and that really is a fantastic way to do things.
Mm-hmm.
I think you also really fundamentally understand that love with another person is determined by love that you have for yourself,
mm-hmm.
and so you are doing all of that work. That looks like you're doing great. I'm going to, while Georgia talks to you, I'm going to look and see what I see, it's, you know, how your internal love affair is going.
Okay.
So, Donna, you know, I'm getting that you're there's something very feminine about you and that, you know, I get lots of colors, I get lots of flowers, I get, you know, that there's, you know, like a girl, I mean, I'm going to say it anyway, like girly girl, like, you know, there's lots of frills and this is really, really, it's actually beautiful. I get that that's part of your beauty. And so in relationship, something else kind of happens, so that there's something that's making you ask this question that feels more like an old habit. And if you can somehow, and it does feel like it comes from the past, that old habit is something that you used to think in the past and doesn't really have anything to do with who you really are as a person, because you're really fun to be around. You know, people like you, you're very strong, so if there's any kind of doubt niggling in there somewhere, it's like an old doubt that doesn't really need to be there. Because you keep it light. I do see you with friends, and, you know, people like to be around you. Okay, so is this the guy that has a lot of, does he think a lot about money or have a lot of money, the gentleman
well, right
that
now
you're in relationship
right
with?
Right now he's actually trying to find another job. Yeah.
Okay,
so
he's thinking a lot about money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
And I do see him getting a job. He may have, He might be undecided, okay? So there's a there's a sense of him being a little bit undecided, and that, you know, women like to feel stability. We like to feel secure, and we like to feel, you know, that, you know, we're with a partner who is kind of stable. But I do see it being, I do see it being okay. I do see, you know, the rainbow over the relationship. So, yeah, Marty, I'm hoping that you're seeing that too, because it feels very strong.
I was seeing the cutest thing. I was seeing, like, sort of like in the movie Bambi, when all the little animals start, when it's springtime and they get Twitter-pated, and they start, like, blushing and tearing up at each other. And, like, I just got the sweetest, like, beginning of a love affair. And I think this is more like what's going on inside of you, you know, more than how it's overtly playing out in this particular relationship. But it's like that energy is so there, and I think if you focus on that energy being inside of yourself, it'll bypass some of the cynicism that you've developed about relationships. Because when you just focus on it externally, you're like, they all freaking start out this way. I know, I know how this goes.
Yeah.
It's gonna,
I have a strong feeling that you know it's gonna go somewhere.
So I plan on
moving down there with him, and then you know.
It's really beautiful, and if you focus on that internal feeling, it's so nice.
Good. No, that's good. That's encouraging. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Shauna. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you. You have a great weekend. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. So we've got 5 or maybe even 4 minutes left to go, and I'm going to bring on a last caller, Marcy. Here we go.
Okay, great.
770, you're on the air. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Maddie, and my question is, what's going on with me? I have been feeling so, it's a very good feeling, I have been feeling so calm and at peace.
Well, okay, so one of the things, it would be really interesting to look at your birth chart, because a lot of the time when people are born while Mercury is in retrograde, Mercury being in retrograde, like, throughout their life will be, like, a nice, easy, calm-feeling time more than other times. So that's just kind of a funny little thing if you wanted to, you know, go to astro.com or something and look at your own birth chart.
I thought maybe, I was thinking maybe because I do have a water grand trine in my chart, and I've been hearing that the trine is going on.
Yeah, we have 2 grand trines coming up.
Feeling that peace and that. So for the last couple of days, it's like, this feels good.
I feel like for whatever reason, you've gotten to some sort of new understanding of your own emotional state. And so your emotions are not bothering you. I think that they're actually still there, and they're just not registering in the way that you're used to.
Okay. That's a good way of, that's a good way of hearing it.
Something is allowing you to really, like, take it day by day. And, you know, I feel like you may at some point need to check back in and make sure you are handling your business and really, like, not checking out. But
You say handling my business?
Yeah, I said that at some point you may have to kind of more fully check back in.
And
go,
you
know,
to make sure everything is taken care of.
Yeah,
okay, I've been
doing
that, Yomo. I just came in from taking care of business, but it just feels good, and I just say, what is it? And I contributed to the Water Grand Trine.
Yeah, and I think you earned it. I think you deserve this. I think you should just let it be. But you may have a financial situation that pops up that you have to handle at some point. But not, you know, just day by day. Pay attention to things day by day. Keep on top of stuff and enjoy this time. It feels really good.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Well, thanks, Maddie. Thanks for calling
in. Well, it does. I noticed that I pay more attention to my spirit when spirit speaks.
That's right, and you've been lifted to a whole new level. So enjoy it. This is actually a relationship you have with yourself that'll continue into the rest of your life. So really enjoy it.
Okay.
You're free.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you,
thanks,
guys.
Thanks, Maddie. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
I think we're almost off the air. Marcy, thanks
yeah.
for a great night. Thanks,
oh, Georgia,
everybody.
Thank you so much. So fun. See you next week.
See you.